You're listening to 91.3 KXCI. This is Locals Only. I am Dr. Dan, and I'm here with Wolves. I love that. I really do love that. Yeah. So why don't you introduce yourselves?
I'm David Williams, play drums.
I'm Jordan Andow, I play guitar.
And I'm Scott Christ, I play bass.
So, Wolves, how long have you guys been together?
It's about 10 months now.
About 10 months, because I first heard you over at Shay's Lounge just a couple, like 3 weeks ago maybe. Really enjoyed it.
With Garboski.
Yeah.
Phenomenal band.
Yeah, I do. I love them. But I first heard about you through Don Jennings. You know, Don Jennings was the host of Locals Only for about a decade. And he saw you over at Club Congress, I think, a few months ago.
Yeah, we've played Congress a few times. It's always a blast. Like, it's great. Yeah, that's awesome that he saw us. I remember playing here with Kaya, and you had mentioned that.
I have a couple technical questions. One is, how do you get feedback like that? Right at the very end of that song, you just tweaked your guitar a little bit, and you got feedback. How do you do it, and how do you control it?
I don't know. It's a wonderful amp. This is a Fender Twin. Everybody who knows anything about guitars knows that Fender Twins are awesome. And so it kind of just kind of does that, and then you kind of roll the volume back a little bit, you know?
I don't know. It seemed like you knew exactly what you're doing, and you just...
Honestly, I don't.
Great.
I have no idea.
You know, on that first song that you played, what was the name of the first song?
Due to the FCC violations
we can't
that you had briefed us on before we went on the air.
We cannot say the name of the
first
song.
We can't say the name of the song. It starts with an F and ends with dinosaurs.
Okay. Now, there's a part on that where you do the drum really tight for a long time. Mm-hmm. I just love that. I swear, I remember seeing that at Shay's, and... I don't know if your muscles get tired doing it.
Oh, I'm exhausted already.
You're exhausted.
Two songs, I'm tired.
No.
Go to bed.
But really, as you just keep it rolling, you just keep it going, pretty soon, like, oh, man, how long can you keep doing that?
I think you just get used to it. From show to show, it's different. Sometimes I can't.
By the way, can I mention that I found out today from Scott that you've been playing drums for 4 or 5 years now? This is like the best drummer I've ever played with, and I've played with drummers that played for years and years and years, and this is the easiest band I've ever been in. Dave Williams is like the best drummer.
Well, there
on the planet.
Well, and I know you play in at least one other band.
Yeah, I play in a lot of bands. It's over the span of time.
Fort Worth
is the one that I'm still playing with currently.
Uh-huh.
We're working on practicing for a new recording.
Cool.
Which actually we played Locals Only for Don Jennings.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was
I remember that. I remember listening to that.
Yeah, and then I was in a band called Ladies and Gentlemen who also played here.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the nice thing about a trio is that every single person, and I didn't mention your bass playing, which was fantastic, but every single person is important and every single person's music is heard. It's all there. So.
Yeah, hands down the best musicians I've played with. I mean, these guys are excellent musicians.
Well, I don't know if you can tell on the radio when I get excited about music. You know, I remember when Sergio Mendoza y La Orquesta was here with 11 people in here making a lot of great noise. I was very excited, and I'm very excited about what I'm hearing tonight. It just sounds really, really good to me.
Thank you.
I think we're ready for more music. We'll be right back. Listen to the 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only. I am Dr. Dan, and we are here with Wolves. You know, I'm an optometrist, and I just was noticing you were trying to look at the clock. Can you see okay?
Not so good.
Not so good. I think maybe you need an eye exam.
I do. Actually. Yeah. My old glasses don't work.
Okay. I'm here with Wolves, and this is live from Studio 2A. And I'm happy to be here.
Thank you.
Okay, now I'm going to mention something about your bass playing. You were playing chords on the bass. Now, I see a lot of bass players, and usually I don't see as many chords being played. I see individual notes in a rhythmic fashion. Tell me more about that.
I've been playing for about probably about 12 to 15 years, somewhere between there. Picked it up. And when these guys got together, they had been working on music for a little bit and had these songs ready, and I came by, and they just said, you know, do whatever you want over it.
Oh, so, not all the songs, Scott. Come on. Just, like, a few of them.
They had a few songs ready, and I just came in and they gave me...
It sounds great. Is it because you're playing a five-string bass that you can play the chords, or do other bass players play chords, too, and I'm not noticing?
It varies, I guess, from genre to genre. I mean, bass players all
over
the place.
Scott is probably... I'm sorry. Scott's probably, like, the best bass player in Tucson. Like,
I believe
it. All you bass players out there, you got some, like...
I think we're offending a lot of people tonight.
I know a lot of bass players. You're all very good, but you don't...
I've ever heard.
No, the candle's Scott. He's very good.
He's very good. I'll tell you.
I remember... can I tell a quick story about the last band that Scott and I were in?
Yes.
We were trying to do this band last year called Perfect Blue Buildings, and we wrote like a few songs. Like some of our Wolves riffs are like remnants of that, and you know, just like riffs that we definitely wanted to play, but we were trying to find the band to play them in. And there's this one in particular riff where I was thinking, like I'd written the guitar line, and I like looked at Scott, like we're practicing and we're jamming it, and it's like not coming out right. And I was like, okay, imagine the bass riff is a tire swing, and it's spinning like a, you know, like a clock, you know, like just around and around. But at the same time, it's going around. Like I guess anybody listening on the radio can't see the gestures that I'm making.
Oh, I think you're describing it very well. Just you have two axes of rotation. One is around the rope where the tire is spinning, and the other is around the whole rope is spinning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And all I said to Scott was that, and he came up with the bass line that was in my head.
He like, actually he did knew, say that. He's not.
That is a completely true story. Like I used this awful metaphor, and he knew what to do.
And what song was that?
It was this riff, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That riff?
Yeah.
And so that was your electric guitar riff, and then you came up with the bass part to that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the bass part?
Do you want to play it real quick?
Sure.
That's pretty much it.
But it's a bunch of stuff here and there that just kind of, you know, they give me the absolute freedom to do whatever I want. So that's...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a blast. I love playing bass in this band.
You're listening to 91.3 Locals Only. I'm here with Wolves. I am Dr. Dan. Oh, I wanted to ask one more question before we go back in to the music. Tell me about instrumental music as compared to music with vocals. I want to know more about
it. Boring. Come on. No one wants to see an instrumental band.
Well, I don't think that's true anymore.
Well, you know, there's some bands that are great. Like, come on. Explosions in the Sky. Great band. And everybody loves them. They're kind of boring, but, I mean, come on. You put it on, you're driving, it's great. From Monument to Masses. Wonderful band, although they do throw the samples in, like, so there's talking going on.
But you don't really think it's boring. I mean, here you are, you're doing it.
Oh, we're doing it, but you should see our live show.
I did see your live show.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, our live show, like, we try to make up for the fact that we don't have vocals.
You have a following, actually.
Do we?
There were people there that were definitely into your music and were there to see your music. In fact, I really got that sense when I went to Che's a few weeks ago when you played. Yeah, you have a following.
So we make up for the fact that we don't have vocals with trying to put on the best live show that we possibly can.
How do you do that?
We rock out. We drink a lot. Like, I don't think that we've ever played a show where one of us was sober. That's reserved for practice. And not even practice, because we drink pretty heavily at practice.
I agree. Your live show was fantastic. You were very animated up there, all of you. It was really good.
Yeah. I feel like if there's not, like, buckets of sweat and blood, then there's no reason to watch a band play. Yeah. Like, I mean, we could all just pop on a CD, and we can all just listen to it, and...
Well. Well, speaking of that, do you have a gig lined up right now? When are you playing next?
Yeah, actually, we're going to be playing at the Surly Wench on 4th Avenue Friday the 17th of July.
A week from Friday.
Yeah,
great.
It's a benefit show for Scrappies, mm-hmm. The youth venue. And I wanted to say this. If you're a musician in Tucson, or if you're a musician in general, if you don't support Scrappies, then you're...
not doing the right thing.
You're not in it, like, for the right thing. Scrappies, yeah. I grew up on Scrappies. My first band, I was 15 years old, and I was playing in punk bands. And it provided us a place to play. We played with bands that we listened to, like, on the radio, you know? And if you're a musician and you don't support Scrappies, then you should put your guitar away and just not do it anymore, because you're in it for...
Well, I know they're in a transitional time right now. They're looking for space and all.
Well, they got a new building.
They have a new building.
It's over there on Stone and in Tool.
Yes. I support them. I highly support them. And I believe most Tucson musicians do.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Tell me what we have in store. We have, two more songs?
Oh, we've got two more songs. Yeah, that's it. Our last one's kind of an epic, long journey through battlefields and
great.
And
well, let's listen to those two more songs. I will be ready to put on we're going until 10 o'clock, and so I'll be ready to put on some other music if you end before about 9:57. You're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only, live from Studio 2A. I am Dr. Dan, and I am here with Wolves. Thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Thank you for having us.